Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Sandy Mosier with Isaac Smuin from Spring Gardens Nursery.
And as Spring Gardens Nursery says, it's just another day in paradise. I love that line. And that's really what it's all about here at Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, another day in paradise. We love having Isaac here from Spring Gardens Nursery. And you know what? Any chance we get to be outside and to dig in the soil, as you corrected me before, you're like, Sandy, dirt is what's under your fingernails. Soil is what we grow things in. Right. So we are here to find out what you are growing in your soil. And we've got Alan on the line. Good morning. What do you have for Isaac?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I've got a couple quick questions for you. In my front yard, in the front of the house, I've got a row of hedges, probably about 15 feet long row. And I'm not sure of the name, but it's sort of a holly with a green oval, well, obviously green, oval leaves with, and it gets some red berries. The question I have about that is part of it is not as thick as the other half. What's a good food to just get that thing growing thick?
I recommend, certain types of granular fertilizer.
Okay.
And the liquid would be the quickest. But I always recommend a granular and a liquid. Mm. Are those shrubs mulched right now, Alan?
Yes.
Wouldn't hurt to maybe pull back the mulch and apply some compost or, humate, do your fertilizer and then put the mulch back over it.
Okay.
And some trimming would help. If you do just a light trim, that's going to promote new growth, so it'll help fill that in.
Okay.
And what fertilizer do you recommend for that?
These are hollies. It depends if you want to stick with, organic or chemical. If you want growth, I'd go with something with a higher nitrogen. If you want organic, I really like the MicroLife Ultimate.
Okay. And how often would I put that on there?
I would recommend at least 2 to 3 times a year, and liquid okay. You could put out monthly.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about the MicroLife, mm-hmm. Alan, is it's not going to hurt your plants or your people or your pets.
Right,
it's organic.
Okay.
It's not going to burn it. And there's also not a schedule. You kind of have to read your plants, right, Isaac?
Right. And I would recommend, 2 to 3 times a year if you could. Wouldn't hurt 4 times.
Yeah.
And also with the MicroLife, what's great is it has the microbes in there, your beneficial bacteria, your beneficial fungi, your vitamins, your minerals.
Okay. That's a good reminder. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's called MicroLife Ultimate?
Ultimate, yeah.
Okay. Second question for you. In my backyard, I have on the back side of the house, I have a real small yard. It's probably about 10 foot wide, but it gets very little sun, if any, and probably about 1 to 2 feet from the house, the grass has died and now it's just moss there. Is that even worth trying to save or should, to resod, or should I just put down pea gravel or something?
I would probably recommend, just the pea gravel, crushed granite, bulrock, any of the aggregates. I think that would be best. And when it's close to your house, I always recommend, the rock because it allows drainage.
Okay. I think that's what I'm going to do. It's just a losing battle with that side of the house. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks very much, Alan. And we are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. And when we return, we will hear from Tony.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortified doors and windows with ClimSafe stainless steel security screens. ClimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. ClimSafeHouston.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you for joining us here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Isaac Smuin is here with us. He is your Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning from Spring Gardens Nursery. And just to remind you all, this is a co-op of experts who rotate through here every Saturday morning, makes it unique and fun every Saturday morning. And our group is from, we have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and you've heard from Anita, Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, you've heard from John Ferguson, and this morning we have Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. So Isaac, we have got Tony on the line. Good morning, Tony. What do you have for Isaac?
Good morning. I have three questions, pretty quick, I hope. I have a Ruby Falls red bud that I planted a couple years ago. It was potted. It was about 8 feet tall. Didn't have any leaves on it. I got it in February. It came out with the little pretty little purple leaves, and then the freeze over the last couple years, I think, killed it. I scratched it. There was no green, so I cut it down to about a foot, planning to dig it out later in the year, and it's sprouting.
Oh.
But it's got, from the actual little stub that I left, it's got the dark purple leaves. But from around it, it's got these tall shoots of the traditional green heart-shaped leaves. So I'm wondering how to progress with that. Should I just leave it all and see what becomes a main mm-hmm. trunk, or do you have any advice for that?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, do you prefer the burgundy leaf or the green leaf?
Oh, I have to choose.
Well, I mean, you don't have to choose. You can leave it, and but then you'll have multiple. Sometimes on the redbud, what they'll do is they'll graft it, and so your rootstock might have been maybe like a green redbud, and then what was grafted into it, like your rootstock was the green, but then what was grafted into it was your Ruby Falls.
Uh-huh.
And so if you want both, you know, you could leave it. But if you want, you know, the burgundy, then I just trim off the green.
Mm-hmm.
And then if
all
you
right.
want the green, so I think it'd be interesting.
You've got like a new plant.
I think it'd be interesting to leave it, Tony. But I mean, that's up to you. That's your preference.
Oh, I think I will. I'll leave it a while to see what transpires.
Yeah.
It can't be a really big tree, so that the Ruby Falls was a pretty small one, they said. So,
yeah.
You know, I'll see what happens. That's great. I've got two other quick questions,
okay.
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
One, I've got fountain skullcap in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty, kind of weepy green leaf plant with these little pretty purple flowers. And mm-hmm. I also have some giant salvia with the white flowers. And I've got this little hole. Somebody is eating little holes in all of these leaves. And I don't see anything on the front or back. They look very healthy. It's just like in the middle of the night, somebody comes and eats little holes in these leaves. And I don't see any bugs. I'm wondering if it could be snails.
It could be snails, and it could be, you know, caterpillars.
Yeah, I just don't see anything. That's
but the
problem.
Plants
I do
are
see
healthy?
Some snails.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
So if it's not, I mean, they're nibbling on them. We don't necessarily want to get rid of our caterpillars, do we?
It depends on what kind of caterpillar.
Well, that's true. It could be a bad guy.
Right. Now for caterpillars, if it is caterpillars, I recommend BT. It's a benefit. It's a bacteria, Bacillus thuringiensis.
Okay.
Or also known as BT. I'd recommend that if it's caterpillars, if it's slugs or snails. One thing that I recommend is you can sprinkle a little bit of Epsom salt, like at the base of the plant.
Oh,
okay. I did sprinkle slug over, but that doesn't seem to be doing a whole lot of work. I wonder if I mulch heavy with, like, pine needles, would that help be a deterrent for snails and slugs?
It might help a little bit. If it's snails and slugs, you can also use, like, a diatomaceous earth.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good.
Okay. So what's your next question for Isaac?
Let's see. It was a tree. It was a hose. And it was, I don't remember.
Oh,
thank
no.
you, guys. I love this so much. Yeah. And I drive past Spring Nursery a lot, and I always thought it was just selling to professionals. So I'm so glad I can go in there.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes,
please.
You can.
Bring all your friends. If you don't have friends, go make some.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Tony. Well, that's fun. Yeah. Well, Spring Gardens Nursery is open to the public.
We actually get that quite a bit.
Really?
Because they're like, it's so big. And
yes.
We thought it was just for landscape professionals.
Well, and when you drive in,
yeah.
the portion on the right, it looks like, you know, almost a tree farm
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So there's so much to choose from.
Yeah.
I went on the little four-wheeler with Isaac touring, and I got so many ideas and so much information about trees and shrubs, yeah. and it's a beautiful location.
Well, we want it to be, you know, like an event. Come out.
Oh, yes.
Enjoy yourself. And we're actually having an event on Mother's Day.
Are you? Well, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, yeah, we're very excited.
What's it about besides mothers?
You know, we've got some tropicals. We've got some hydrangeas. You know, the vegetables,
mm-hmm.
herbs. What's nice is we grow our own roses.
That's right. I remember you telling us. Now, what's a great hardy rose to get now?
Well, there's two varieties. There's one that's shorter, which is a drift, and we've got several different varieties and colors of the drift rose. What's nice is they'll max out at about 3 feet.
Mm.
I love the knockout rose. There's several different varieties, but they'll get, you know, if you let them 6 to 8 feet tall.
Right,
so
right.
if you have a larger space, then the knockout
mm-hmm.
would be really nice. There's other, you know, older roses. I like the Nearly Wild Rose, the Belinda Dreams, and then we have some of the Climbing Roses, the Peggy Martin,
Peggy
Seven
Martin.
Sisters. Seven Sisters is kind of cool because it has two or three different shades.
Ooh. And is it also climbing?
Yes.
Wow. And you know what? I'm a mom, and I love the idea of getting mom
mm-hmm.
a small shrub or flowering bush like
mm-hmm.
that. And roses, of course, yeah. is very typical. And I'm not great in the yard. I'm getting
yeah.
much better.
No.
But I've transplanted, well, I had help.
Mm-hmm.
But we transplanted some knockouts, three knockouts that I had. And they were
yeah.
happy. They were in the direct west sun. You
yeah.
know, they were fine. Transplant. And they're as happy as can be. Like, they hadn't even been moved.
No, with the roses, if you just do some deadheading, that's
yes.
just removing the spent blooms. And every time I do that, I like to fertilize. I'll do a granular
oh.
and a liquid because they're heavy feeders because they're blooming, you know, from
good
spring
reminder.
To frost.
Yeah, that's a good reminder because mine do need to be fed again.
Yeah.
So what should I be feeding them with?
MicroLife has a great fertilizer called Acidifier.
Okay.
It's a 6-2-4, but it's got 14% sulfur, so that's going to lower the pH.
Okay.
And you can also do a liquid, a Maxi Bloom.
Ooh. Okay. And is that also MicroLife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, those are great hints,
yeah.
but I love that yeah. you're having a Mother's Day sort of a focus and special there.
Yes.
Well, good.
We want to take care of our mothers.
That's right, you know, and that's a great idea. Or even just, you know, going in and like the planter box is kind of a fun idea. And then that's something you could also do with your mom.
Right.
Whether she's got a balcony or she's got a, you know, patio, that would be fun to do. Thank you for the reminder about feeding the roses because you're right,
yeah.
mine. And
yeah.
they do like the liquid seaweed.
Yes.
That's fine
yeah.
to do on them
yeah.
also.
You could do the liquid seaweed, the Ocean Harvest. Another fertilizer that we carry is Nelson
oh,
plant
yeah.
food.
Right.
The Color Star is probably one of our favorite fertilizers, especially for annuals, perennials, flowering shrubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you can get all of that at Spring Gardens Nursery. So if you're up there, Tony, definitely go and visit them. And that is, I'm glad she brought that up about wondering if you were just for wholesalers.
Right, and you're not.
So go and visit Spring Gardens Nursery. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. And if you want to go to homeshowgardenpros.com, you you have the list of all of our Home Show Garden Pros and links to their locations.
And please come in and, you know, ask us any questions. We're there to help you. We can help do designing. We can help solve problems, bring in pictures.
That's a great point, designing, because sometimes it's important where we put plants, because when you get the calls, I hear you ask people now, what kind of sun does it get?
Right place, right plant.
Right. Right place, right plant and good soil.
Yes.
That's exactly right, because – and now you talked about the hydrangeas that you've got at Spring Gardens Nursery. You've got some new ones that you've grown that are in.
We've got several different varieties, different sizes, different colors, and you can kind of change the color according to the pH in the soil.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. All sorts of new beautiful items at Spring Gardens Nursery and all of our Home Show Garden Pros, and we are going to return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Rains fall, bayous fill, streets flood, then homes. Get on the high ground. Hi, I'm Kenny Dutton with Due West Foundation Repair. We level homes and lift them too. Done it for decades. 4 feet, six, eight, and more. Due West's decades of experience in Unilift technology lifts your home higher, safely, reliably, and with a lifetime transferable warranty. Call now. I'll send a Due West specialist to evaluate your home for free. High ground is safer ground. We'll get you there. When you want the best, call Due West, du-west.com.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey gardeners, this is Shelby with Nature's Way Resources, and I just wanted to let you guys know that we have a surplus of fungal compost. And what is fungal compost? Well, it's not mushroom compost. Our fungal compost is rich in beneficial mycorrhizal fungi, screened to a fine uniform texture, and it's great for flowers, trees, and shrubs. We have an incredible excess of this, and we need room for more material. So that's why we're offering it to you at a discounted price. Every Friday is Fungal Friday, and that means 10% off of fungal compost bags and 20% off of fungal compost in bulk. We'll be running this special until our supply clears out, so come on out this Friday and stock up on your quality compost, and don't forget to stop by the nursery and check out our new fruit trees and seasonal vegetables. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Isaac.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here giggling because we're talking about green. Hey, get your green on. That's what Plants for All Seasons says. You know, get your green on. We're talking about green shirts and a happy green. And we like happy, you know, gardening. It's all just happy. And that's what it's all about, learning.
Well, we have a fertilizer that we've privately blended, which is called Seymour Green.
Oh, and is it a happy green?
It is a happy green. And what's nice is a lot of people don't realize a lot of your, you know, grass and even your shrubs, if they're a little yellow, they need iron. It's usually an iron deficiency. And another way that you can, you know, correct that iron deficiency is, well, add iron and also add sulfur, because sulfur will lower the pH and make those nutrients more ready available, because like in the woodlands area, we're, you know, about 7.5 average on your pH. Your neutral is 7. Okay. Your desired pH, you want to be around 6.5.
Wow. But I don't need to get out there and test my soil necessarily. I can read my plants.
You can read your plants, but if you want to do a soil sample, there's several, you know, some landscapers, different services.
Who will do them?
They can do a soil test. Or you can take a soil sample and you can send it off to several labs. I know College Station, Texas A&M has a great lab.
Yes, I was up there yesterday, actually.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at some of their new landscaping.
Yeah.
I love that place. It's one of my many happy places.
You can test your soil. Mm-hmm. You can do a tissue sample, like a leaf sample, and you can also test your water.
Yes. But I love the way that you told us for just newbies or anybody who wants to sort of diagnose with your eyes, yellowing can be a sign of iron deficiency.
And also, if your leaf is slightly yellow but it has green veins,
okay,
that's also a sign of iron deficiency.
All right.
And there's different types of deficiencies.
Yeah, yes.
But probably the most common is the iron.
And if someone brings in a picture to Spring Gardens Nursery and says, hey, look at my plant.
You can bring it in. You can, you know, text me. You can send send an email, whatever's convenient.
Yeah. So that's another way to diagnose and let's figure it out together. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's all about. And, you know, we had mentioned earlier, we've been so busy this morning, we forgot to talk about that it is Earth Day today.
Yes.
And I love that. It started back in like 1970, I believe. And that's kind of – and I love the idea about it because really that's what we're doing here is we're encouraging, nurturing your little space on Earth and observing it. And that's really what it's all about. It's kind of like figuring it out and treating it nicely. So today is Earth Day. So what better day to get out to one of the nurseries, our Home Show Garden Pros, and let's get something in the ground.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to have a busy Earth Day, I bet, today at the nursery.
I hope so.
Yes, it will be very busy. Well, now that everybody understands that you are a retailer, and it is a beautiful location too, and I love the way you have it organized out at Spring Gardens Nursery.
Right. We're a retailer because we tailor to your needs.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, and you're experts, and that's why we have you on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah.
So I mentioned to Isaac this morning that, and I mentioned on the air that, you know, my son was a senior during that COVID, the beginning of COVID, and he had to do some planting and vegetable gardening. Well, I just got the biggest smile on my face because really get your kids involved in your planting, even if it's just little ways. Have them plant just a herb. You know, you can't kill an herb.
No.
I mean, I can grow herbs like weeds. I just love it. It makes me feel very proud. And then I can move on to some other things that are hard. But he sent me a picture this morning. He was out in a park with his dog, and he sent me a close-up picture of what looked like a weed. But it was a very pretty weed. But it had a little ladybug on it. And I thought, yay! You know, he cares about what's going on around him. So, you know, just understanding and getting close to nature is really good for us.
It is.
So I enjoy it. Anyway, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm sorry to jab on Isaac. This is your show. You are the expert. That was just a little aside. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. He's taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and give us a call about what's going on in your soil.
This place has gone to pot,
and that's good.
Because the right pot makes your garden pop.
One-of-a-kind handcrafted pottery.
At Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
Fill yours with trees or flowers.
Or create disappearing fountains.
Only Nelson's has so many to choose from.
In so many sizes, shapes, and colors.
Did we mention they're one-of-a-kind?
No wonder folks come from afar to find their perfect pot.
Or maybe it's the fish and water garden.
It's all good.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Garden.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
It is spring. Spring is here, and I am so excited to be out in the yard. And yes, I am a consumer of MicroLife. Now, not personally, but my lawn and my plants are. And I see the results with MicroLife. I love to use their products. Now is the time to get out there with your MicroLife products, depending on what you need. So they have fertilizers to fortify the soil, the lawn, and the landscaping. You've heard us talking about the MicroLife Humates Plus. It's the 004 concentrated compost in the purple bag. How about exceptional results before we get to the summertime? You can add MicroLife Multipurpose 624 in the green bag. That is a very popular one. It will not hurt your pets or your family. It's all organic. MicroLife Super Seaweed, one of my favorites, provides an instant vitamin boost. You can see your plants saying thank you for the MicroLife Super Seaweed when you spray that on your plants. They just perk up. You can give your soil and your plants a powerful nutritional boost with MicroLife Ocean Harvest. It's a foliar spray for an instant vitamin health boost also. No matter what the maturity of your lawn or your landscaping, MicroLife is the product for you. MicroLife, making your yards kid-friendly and pet-friendly from 1988. Look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros with Isaac.
Thank you very much, Isaac. Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. He is your Home Show Garden Pro taking your calls. And we have Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan. What do you have for Isaac?
Good morning. So if I plant anything back into the ground, do I naturally need to worry about transplant shock?
It depends on what it is. And when you're planting and how long that plant has been in the container, there's a term called root bound, and that's mm-hmm. when you've got basically more root ratio than soil ratio. And so mm-hmm. you need to be careful of that. You can have transplant shock from that. You can have transplant shock depending on the time of the year.
Like right now, I have some roses I started in pots, and I want to move them to the ground, so I was just curious.
No, I think you should be fine right now. It's when you get up, 90s or triple digits where you're going to have a greater chance of transplant shock. But now you should be fine, especially since we received that nice little rain Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So you
mm-hmm.
should be fine. I would just don't plant them, too deep. Make sure that you amend the beds where you're putting the roses.
What does that mean?
Basically put in some, good soil, mix it in with your beds, like
okay.
a compost
okay.
or.
Okay, sounds good.
And I always recommend fertilizer. You can put it in when you plant it, because then that way it'll be there in the soil near the roots.
And where is y'all store exactly?
Exactly on Gosling and 99.
Okay. Can I go down 2920 to get there?
You can go 2920 to Gosling and then just go north on Gosling, and we're just north of Spring Creek. If you know where Spring Creek is, we're probably about a mile behind Klein Oak High School.
Okay.
It's a great location. Beautiful. Lots to choose from. And you can help him with the compost and fertilizers also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's real important. I mean, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, we kind of always go back to the soil. It's like, what's going on
in the
soil?
That's the foundation.
Yeah. So he can definitely help you out.
Well, thank you all very much.
All right. Thank you,
Alan.
And you know what? There was another Alan. I don't know if he's still listening, but I just want to real quickly circle back on him. He had an area that grass wasn't growing in the shade, and you recommended the aggregates. But then at a break, you and I were also talking about, you said, well, he could also.
Well, you can do different types of ground covers.
Okay. That are okay in shade.
That are okay in shade.
Okay.
And you can always do mulch. You can do, flagstone.
Okay.
There's a lot of different options.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I didn't know if he wanted something green. It kind of sounded like he liked your ideas about the aggregates anyway.
Well, aggregates, like in the woodlands, they use a lot because it's very shaded because of all the trees.
Right.
They use a lot of different ground covers that are shade tolerant.
Right, Right. Okay. Well, great recommendations. And thanks for reminding this, Alan, about amending with the compost and fertilizer because, we've got to remind people that is just where it starts. I mean, you get it in there nicely and it's going to have a great chance. It should do well.
You can use the compost. I like the Humates because it's a concentrated compost. It's easy to apply.
Right.
You can put it out in a spreader. You can put it on your turf, your trees, your shrubs.
Yeah. Great reminder, the MicroLife Humates.
And especially, as we get warmer, it's good to get that down because that's going to help, reduce your watering, increase your water holding capacity in your soil.
Right. We had talked about that earlier, about watering right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of an in-between stage. We're coming out of the winter where it was moist.
Yeah.
We're going to head into the summer where it's likely going to be dry. But right now we've had heavy rain and then we've had a week of not rain. What should people, if you're lucky enough to have a sprinkler system?
Yeah.
What should we be looking for right now with our lawns?
I mean, I don't mind letting my grass, there's called a wilting point. Mm-hmm. It's where your grass or your trees or shrubs, when they start to curl a little bit, then I would definitely, water then.
Okay.
But you can wait until they get a little dry because you just increase a lot of problems with overwatering.
Right. And you don't need to water them all the time.
No.
Right.
And you and I talked about deep watering and infrequent watering.
Right.
You don't want to water, every other day for.
And so many, I know my sprinkler system, that's what it was set on for many, many years, that every other day just spritz it. Well, I was burning things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you want to inspect it. You want to make sure that you've got good coverage, that a lot of times you get clogged nozzles, and so you could be running it, but if you have a clogged nozzle or maybe a head that's leaking, and you're not getting full coverage.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea of literally when I take the dogs out in the back, I kind of just take a stroll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a big backyard, but I just take a stroll.
Right.
And look at that. Oh, wait a minute. What's going on in that corner?
Right.
And I have even done the sort of digging around in the dirt. Oh, my gosh, it's soaking wet here. Yeah. Oh, there's something broken that's leaking.
Yeah.
So it's important.
Well, it's important to look if you have dry spots, if you have wet spots.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then figure out what's going on.
Right.
So the watering that we should be doing right now, first of all, we had a great rain on Thursday.
Yeah.
And so that was 2 days ago. Do I need to water this weekend?
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'd only water, if you need to.
Right.
And I think in the forecast, don't hold me to it, but it looks like we're getting more moisture Tuesday.
Right. I saw that. So that's a great
spread. So rain Thursday, I'd wait
till Tuesday
and then see what happens after that.
Right. And if you have some new landscaping, you can just water that by hand if you've got some new.
Right.
Because you do need to kind of watch out for those. I know y'all have told me, be careful with that new stuff. Don't just rely on your sprinkler system for newly planted
things. You don't want to overwater it as well.
Right, right. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Isaac Smuin from Spring Garden Nursery, and they are up off of Gosling up in Spring. You can talk to Isaac this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
My name is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. I got a call from a lady called Meredith that had bats in her chimney and did not know what to do. I started a fire in her fireplace and hustled onto her roof where I waited with a 34-inch aluminum baseball bat. The irony did not escape me as I was batting bats, but after a few minutes, well, let's just say that there were no survivors and I was a panting, sweating, and smiling mess. Now, this is not a common problem, but I wanted to use it to illustrate that I love killing critters. Allow me the privilege of fulfilling Mayan prophecies for varmints. Visit McGrathPestControl.com.
Start planning ahead with your perennial flowers. a slight pruning will lead to loads of consistent May flowers. Now, back to loads of information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. We are at the nursery and open doing business. This weather is beautiful and spring is in full force. We are totally loaded on everything you need, from herbs, vegetables, flowers. You want to spruce up your pot or make your yard greener. Compost tea is fresh and ready on the weekends. Our brewmasters have mastered the recipe. You can bring your own bucket or purchase one of our 2-gallon buckets and fill it up. Nothing makes your yard greener than a nice dose of compost tea. Quench its thirst. The big question right now is, how do I kill my weeds? Well, bring your samples of your weeds in and we'll give you solutions. That's what we offer, are solutions to your everyday gardening problems. If you're thinking about a vegetable garden, get your tomatoes in as soon as possible. Every week that goes by, the tomato selection is going to decrease, so don't wait to get your tomatoes planted. And this weekend at Plants for All Seasons, we are loaded with vegetables and fresh herbs in stock. Our address is 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Check out Plants for All Seasons on our Facebook page and at plantsforallseasons.com. Now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Sherry, from Plants for All Seasons. We love our Sherry. You will hear from her actually next Saturday. She will be our Home Show Garden Pros here in the studio, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And I'm here with Isaac, who is taking calls at 281-833-3333 from Spring Gardens Nursery. Now, we've had a lot of things we've talked about, great topics this morning. Sherry just talked about weeds. It's kind of that transition period where, you know, okay, is my St. Augustine going to choke out the weeds? Are there certain weeds I should be worried about, Isaac? Are there treatments?
Treatments you can do. I mean, I always recommend to, you know, treat the soil.
Okay, yep, back to the soil.
And then it depends on what type of weeds.
Okay.
But if you feed the soil, the grass should thrive. And like you said, choking out the weeds.
Okay. I'm using your terms.
Right.
So.
Right. But if you have a healthy soil, you should, have a healthy, vigorous grass.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said before, weeds are indicators.
That's right. Right. It indicates that there's a certain nutrient maybe that's missing.
There could be a deficiency. Okay. There could be, too much of one thing. For example, clover is very common.
Okay.
When you get clover, that's a nitrogen deficiency.
All right.
Dandelions, for example, is a calcium deficiency.
All right. Now, so I could have a combination.
Right.
In your
right.
lawn.
Right.
So you go back to saying, let's get your soil healthy. So
yes.
What are some things? Well, first of all, should I be pulling these weeds up or?
It depends. If you have a few weeds, you can pull them up.
Okay.
But also weeds, if you have any damage to your soil, what's the first thing that pops up?
Weeds.
Weeds.
Yeah.
It's nature's Band-Aid.
Oh.
It's a quick, repair.
Okay. All right. They're bringing something to the soil.
Right.
All right. So if I've got patches of different weeds right now, is there anything I can – is it too late to do anything right now for my grass to really make it
– Again, I recommend aerating.
Aerate.
And doing an application of compost or, a humate application, which is a concentrated compost.
And it's not too late to do that.
No.
Because you can do – at least the MicroLife that we recommend, you can do that year-round.
Right.
So,
and same with the humates. You can do that, 3 to 4 times a year.
Okay. So I've heard a myth.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if it's a myth or if it's a fact. But something about that you should be more worried about the weeds if they've got broader leaves on them. Why is that?
The broader leaves are they take a little more to, eradicate them.
Okay.
The grassy weeds are a little easier to take care of.
Okay.
The broadleaf, if you're doing an herbicide application, you might have to do 2 to 3.
Okay. All right.
Applications.
All right. And they're almost a broader leaf, I guess, is really competing with the St. Augustine leaves.
Yeah. And okay. You just have to be careful if you're using a selective or a non-selective herbicide if you're trying to treat that.
Okay. Well, when we return, you're going to describe to me what the difference is.
Okay.
All right. We will return after this.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Let's get growing. Let Landscaper's Pride help you get growing this spring. We love Landscaper's Pride. They have been around for 20 years, creating soils and mediums that simply work and make your plants happy, and that's what it's all about. I have recently used their black velvet mulch, which helps retain that moisture in my landscaping beds. I also have used their premium potting soil. You know what's special about that is that when you use the premium potting soil, it has crystals of slow-release fertilizers, so it will help feed those plants for a couple of months and help with the root growth. So between the black velvet and the potting soil mix, they have over 27 products to choose from, and that is Landscaper's Pride. We love Landscaper's Pride. They are throughout Houston and most of Texas. Learn more about these products and visit a retailer for Landscaper's Pride at landscaperspride.com. Let's grow together.
This is Home Show Garden Pros with Isaac.
And good morning. And I'm Sandy here at Home Show Garden Pros. Isaac is from Spring Gardens Nursery. He is your Home Show Garden Pro taking your questions. And Isaac, we have got a line for you here. Mark, good morning. What do you have for Isaac?
Oh, well, does he want to do a tree question?
Sure.
All right. You may know of the Columbus, Texas, the city of live oaks and live folks.
Yeah.
It's got these 100-year-old oak trees, maybe 5 foot in diameter all across the town. And it's got these big, long, 30, 40-foot branches hanging way out, and yeah. They're clean. And then at the end, you got that little bush of umbrella. And that's pretty much, that's the way the tree is all the way up. So here's my question. I just planted probably about an 8 or 9 foot oak tree. And it's probably about 12 foot now, and I'm got to thinking, why don't I start right now and start doing that? In other words, the branches on the tree, if you can imagine this 12 foot tree, you know, it maybe has 20 branches. Let's just say 20 branches, and each branch as it branches out perpendicular to the tree has leaves all the way to the outside. What if I went in there now and cut at least half of those branches off closest to the trunk, and that way only half of each branch has those branches on the outside. In other words, preparing for that long, branchy, clean oak.
Interesting.
I would not recommend trimming more than a third because it can go into shock, and you want to avoid the term they call lion tailing. You don't want to have, you know, a clean branch and then all the leaves at the end. What happens is that creates a lot of weight, and that weakens the union of the branching. And so you can have breakage or crackage.
Yeah. And I've
so
heard
it
that
wouldn't hurt to just stock off just to be, since I may do it to, I don't know, let's say I don't do it to about a third of the lower branches and I only do like less than a quarter of each branch.
Yeah, you could do that. You want to do what they call like a crown thinning. You want to have a central leader on your tree, and you want to avoid crossing branches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that I definitely, yeah. I get rid of all crossers.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think that sounds like the, and make sure, that was a very good point, Isaac, about not more than a third.
Right.
So we've got to be careful.
And I would do less than that because I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
And even when I do less than a third, I'm not going to do more than a quarter of the branches, not the whole tree.
Right.
In other words, not all of them.
Right.
Good. And keep the
so
soil.
So I might be safe.
Yeah. Keep that soil around the oak healthy and you're good to go.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Mark. That is a good point. I love the way you said the lion tail because I've heard of it called a poodle tail too.
As well, yeah.
Yes. Yes. So thank you for your call about oak trees. We love those oak trees. And good morning, Joe. What do you have for Isaac?
Yes. Hi, good morning. I was wondering if you guys can help me out with something. The last couple of years, I have kind of neglected my St. Augustine grass, which I'm kind of kicking myself about. But I'm trying to get it back together and I have some bare spots in my yard, so I'm trying to figure out, is it best to just put sod down, or can I do the top dressing to try to get it to kind of, you know, come back to life?
Yeah, you can do the top dressing. Again, I recommend the aerating, and you can do, you know, like a compost or a humate application. It's going to be quicker if you, you know, put in
patches
of sod. But if you wait and you fertilize that grass, it should fill in fairly quickly.
And you know what, Joe? Don't feel bad. I've got a lawn, my parents' lawn. I'm doing that too. You know, it's been neglected and it's going to come back. And you said it was St. Augustine, right?
Yes, ma'am. Because what I'm wondering is if when I do the top dressing, do I do the fertilizer as well, or do I do the top dressing first, then the fertilizer?
I would probably do the fertilizing and then the top dressing.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
I really
appreciate
it because I just started going organic, so I'm definitely going to use MicroLife for the fertilizer. So I just wanted to check with you guys to see because there's so much information out there and you kind of get confused as far as what's the right steps to take.
Right.
So
right.
I really thank you guys for your comments, and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
sure.
No problem.
Good luck, Joe. Thanks for your call. And that's what I love about, you know, we move towards the organic. That's what we encourage.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons I like that is because there's not a strict schedule.
Right.
I don't have to do this on, you know, February, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can do it whenever. And I don't have to worry about using too much.
Right.
And it's safe around my pets who enjoy MicroLife also.
Yeah.
One just came running in the house last night when I called him in after letting them out. And his little snoot had MicroLife on it. I'm like, oh, I thought it had soaked in by now. So I've got my little spray bottle because when he starts going after it, I spray him with it. And then he gets distracted and plays with toys. But it doesn't hurt him. I wouldn't feed it to them, but it won't hurt them.
Right.
Which is wonderful. Now, Isaac, you had mentioned a little tease earlier about selective versus non-selective.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what the difference is. What are you talking about?
Well, the selective goes after certain, like we talked about, broadleaf weeds and grassy weeds.
Okay.
And usually on the label, it'll say what weeds, if it's a selective. Non-selective, for example, Roundup, you know, vinegar, anything that you spray is going to kill it.
Okay, kill everything.
Right. So selective might be, you know, a broadleaf herbicide or more of a grassy weed or a certain type of weeds. That would be more selective.
Okay. So be very careful what we're buying.
Yes.
All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I am here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, and we have a rotation of experts who go through here every Saturday morning. Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, Plants for All Seasons up on 249, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens South in Richmond-Rosenberg area, and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And we will return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Wanting a new house but worried about the rising interest rates and sellers' market conditions? Hi, I'm Caleb McCullum with Home Exterior Systems. we give you a brand new house at the same old address. Transform the exterior of your home with James Hardy Siding. Hardy lasts longer, holds paint better, and gives you a low-maintenance curb appeal like no other siding product. As a trusted Home Show Pro of Tom Tynan and a winner of the highest award from Guild Quality, Home Exterior Systems is proven and guaranteed.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy. I have had the pleasure of having Isaac Smuin here from Spring Gardens Nursery this morning. We have covered a ton of topics. There is always something to chat about in our lawns and our gardens, our veggie gardens. We've just touched on everything. Now, at one point, we had a caller who was talking about, I think it was caterpillars, or she was worried about caterpillars. So, Isaac, can you sort of give me a little education on bugs?
Yeah.
There are good bugs and there are bad bugs, or they're beneficial and they're not so beneficial. So give me a little bit of an education on that.
Well, the first thing is the ID to identify if it's a, you know, harmful or beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your most common beneficial, you know, butterflies, ladybugs, you know, praying mantis. And a lot of your harmful ones, what's nice is a lot of your beneficial will take care of or minimize your harmful insects. And what's kind of interesting to me is, I don't know if you know, but you know the reason why we get harmful insects. It's almost the way that we, you know, have diseases and sicknesses is because they're stressors. The plants are usually stressed out.
Okay.
And so they actually send a signal.
Oh, no.
Saying, help me.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when the insects come in and help themselves.
Oh, they pick on the weak ones.
Yes.
Aww.
If they're stressed out, it could be, you know, too much water, not enough water.
Mm-hmm.
Could be, you know, excessive pruning, any kind of,
The physical damage.
Right. Any kind of stressor that attracts the harmful insects.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to be careful. There's certain products out there. One product that I sold for a number of years is cedar oil.
Okay.
And what's nice is it repels the harmful insects, doesn't bother the beneficials, because the harmful insects are pheromone-driven by heat and by odor.
Wow. Cedar oil.
Yes.
That
cedar
is-
oil, mm-hmm. orange oil. A lot of your oils.
Mm-hmm.
I like the cedar oil because it's a deterrent because of the odor. So it repels the insects. They don't eat. It interrupts their reproductive cycle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you can stop the next generation. Yeah.
And it also, because insects, they breathe through their skin.
Okay. And that's why they're very sensitive.
Well,
to the smell.
Oil smothers that so they can't breathe.
Okay. All right. Very interesting.
Sounds like a torture, but.
Well, but if they're bad guys, right. If they're bad for the other ones.
Right.
Now, how can I encourage the beneficial insects?
The beneficial insects, you just need to be careful on what insecticide you're using, because a lot of those insecticides will kill your beneficials.
Okay.
So you want to be careful. A lot of the oils are, you know, a little safer to use.
Okay. All right. And take care of our soil.
Yes. And I would just be careful applying the oils. You want to do it when it's a little cooler. You want to avoid applying the oil when it's, you know, above probably 90 degrees
because
you can get burned on the leaf because it is an oil.
Right. Okay. And I'm good for the reminder. I like the reminder about that. And then the pruning. Be careful on pruning because you can stress out a plant if you prune it too much.
Another great, insecticide that's more safe is you can use soap. You can use molasses.
Yes, we've talked about molasses.
Because molasses is a great stimulant, but it also, you know, covers the insects to where they can't, you know, respirate.
Right. So, you know, just like with the soil, there's good and bad bacteria and fungus, and we need a balance. Same with the insects. So let's not freak out just because we see one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work with them and figure out if they're the beneficial insects. This has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I've so appreciated Isaac coming all the way down here from Spring Gardens Nursery.
No problem.
Answering your questions and your calls. We've had a great time. Go and visit him.
Please.
Yep, he'll be there today. So Spring Gardens Nursery up off of Goslin and 99.
Yes, in that area.
In that area. And beautiful location. I'm telling you, if you have anything on your list, you are going to find it.
Specifically, you know, Goslin and Dovershire's, the intersection, we're right on that corner. Our property is actually right next door to Spring Creek.
Yes, that's right. It is right above Spring Creek.
Yes.
Yes. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.